You're creating and designing a life that is filled with more flair and more ecstasy and more passion. This is what I'm committed to.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Hello, my queen. I'm so looking forward to being with you today on the Pleasures of Piedmont subseries for the Divine Living Podcast. It has been such a joy to be sharing with you kind of what's going on behind the scenes on a daily basis, and it is my pleasure that the Divine Direction events are sponsoring this series. So if you are looking for a deeper connection with your own spirituality and a luxurious lifestyle, I highly recommend you check out what's going on at divineliving.com/direction. There's three events that are happening, one in Italy in October, one in November in Chicago, and one in December in Miami. And we are still in the early bird season of getting your tickets. The reason I'm hosting these elite mini events and experiences is so that women like us have a beautiful environment to show up in and really explore what is next for your life from a spiritual and feminine perspective. This is not a business training, though it will help you with your business because you'll be so much more confident and so much more clear in what you're actually about. But at these events, you really get an opportunity to learn how to manifest the feminine way. So if that's of interest to you, check it out at divineliving.com/direction, and we'll have the link in the show notes as well. I'm so excited to bring to you today's subject from my farmhouse in Italy, at least the one I'm renting while I'm here right now. I am looking for my own farmhouse, is a topic that's going to be 180 degrees different from what everyone has ever told you. Today's topic is, I dare you to work less. That's right. One of the lessons of my travels through Piedmont right now is I'm getting so much done in such a short amount of time because I have some village to explore or some restaurant to try out that I'm really looking forward to. And when I was at home and just went about my day, I would get up, I would work out, I would have my coffee and just plan on working the whole day. And this is one of the powerful things about travel, is it really wakes up your consciousness to, like, what else actually is possible? And do I need to work from 9 to 6 every day? Now, I have certainly put in my time. I haven't gotten to where I am in life and business, on any form of a 4-hour work week. And I just noticed this kind of mental laziness that I got into from thinking that I just needed to work all day, every day. And I really am so loving life, and this is why I want to share this with you right now. When I wake up with like this pure focused intention about like, okay, what must I do and what has to get done before we leave to go on our adventures, I am more fierce, I am more laser, I'm more dialed in with my spiritual connection, I have more confidence in what I desire being brought to me. And then I'm clear about the actions I must take in this short period of time. I go, I do the work, I take the actions, I delegate other pieces, and I'm having so much more joy and fun in life. And I had no idea how much I could get done in a shorter amount of time, especially when I had these big delights to look forward to. And so I want to invite you to see how else you might be able to structure your day. If you were really living life by design, and believe me, women, I get it. Like this is an awareness I just had for myself. Like we get into these habits or we're told these things like you need to work harder, you need to work all the time so you can be successful in business. But what about being successful in life? you know, my new success in life is having a cappuccino in a piazza around 11 a.m. with my man, having a long, leisurely lunch, and feeling relaxed because I got my stuff done in the morning. And then, you know, sometimes there's a few business pieces that I'll tend to in the evening time, or some podcasts I'm recording or interviews I'm doing, that kind of thing. But it is literally a fraction of the amount of time that I use to work. And I just let my days just be filled up with work when it wasn't filled up with higher productivity. It wasn't filled up with higher levels of joy. It wasn't even filled up with a higher level of freedom, because I wasn't free, because I was just living in an unconscious way of going through the motions. So to have this kind of lifestyle and still be effective at work, you've got to be very intentional. And so businesses thrive from sales. These aren't hobbies that you've got going on. If you are in a business, then your business requires sales. So I recommend that you prioritize direct money-making activities. Okay, direct money-making activities. That would include anything about getting leads incoming, coming into you, conducting sales calls or discovery sessions, doing direct outreach on whether it's emails or texts or webinars or Instagram lives or whatever mode you do to put your product or service in front of viable candidates to purchase it. And if you focus for 90 minutes a day on whatever form of sales, like direct money-making activities, we know that the other things will sort of help, right? There's social media, there's blog posts, there's copy, there's other things to do in business, of course. But if you focus for 90 minutes a day directly on sales, and if you even start, I'm going to challenge you, start by working 1 hour less than you normally do, and see if you can get the same amount done and perhaps even more. And then move it to 2 hours less that you work, and then move it to 3, and see how much less you can work in a given day, not dropping your standards, not lowering your expectations of the amount of lives that you're meant to impact and the amount of money that you are meant to make. Let's just see if you can reshape the percentage of your day that you're working and the percentage of your day that you're really, really living, or that you're spending time with those you love, your children, your significant other, girlfriends. You're creating and designing a life that is filled with more flair and more ecstasy and more passion. This is what I'm committed to. And I invite you to discover, what does this look like in your own life in terms of how else could life be done? Life includes work, but it was never meant to be everything, all things work. At least that's not what drives me. And when I've really taken a look at what else is possible, now I understand not everyone is like roaming through the Italian countryside. This is a particular non-negotiable for me, where I, you know, started this dream out from a time when I had never even been to Europe. And then I had the idea that one day I would like to go to Europe. And then it was, you know, for like maybe for a week. And then it was 10 days. And then it was 2 weeks. And then it was a month. And now it's, you know, closer. I think this trip is about 6 weeks. And I too used to have all of the reasons why I couldn't do what I wanted, be who I wanted to be. I was in a launch. I needed to make money. I needed to reinvest in my business. I needed to pay off debt. I needed to be responsible. I needed to be further ahead than what I was. All of it. And I got to tell you, you don't get back that lost time. You just don't. And nothing is guaranteed. Like all this stuff, I hear women so oftentimes when I'm, I don't know, talking about a program or event or whatever, I'll do it next time. What makes you think there is going to be a next time? Like, either let your yes be yes and make a way, even if it seems like there is no way, or just call it and say no. But all of this sitting on the fence that we do in this fantasy princess mentality of like, I'll do it next time, or that sounds nice and maybe later. I want to really encourage you to take a look at your life today, wherever you're at. If you are at home, then go do what I'm doing and research, like be a tourist in your own city or state or country. And what would really excite you? Like if you knew you were going to work 2 hours less today, how would you spend that time? Taking a nap? Enjoying a bubble bath? Gazing through a cookbook? Making a new recipe tonight? Catching up with a girlfriend over a glass of Chablis? Like what would your life look like if you were really creating from desire and passion? And when you start here, you know, I didn't actually just start with like the, let me see if I can work 2 hours less. It started with the desire. Glenn's like, hey, if you get your work done, I'll take you, he knows me so well, I'll take you on a drive to the little village that that farmhouse is that you've been eyeing online. And I was like, yes. So he's like, so how long do you need to get your work done today? And that's when I started to realize if I had that to look forward to, like how much time would it really take? And it's been just a couple of hours. Now, I am at a place where I have an amazing team and, you know, I'm making these decisions for where I'm at in my life. I want you to make decisions for what's right for you with where you're at in your life. This isn't about comparing in any way. And I just don't want you to take the long way to divine living, whatever that is for you.
So I know that when we women get out of the excuses, start giving ourselves permission, stop doing things the way everyone else has told us they're meant to be done, and start living from a place of desire, passion, and design, we will do the work and we're going to get it done a lot more quickly, especially when we have something amazing to look forward to. All right, so you start living your life and doing your work in a way that is really effective, that is more joyful, filled with more passion, it becomes a lot more simple and it will become a lot more fun in the process. And if you are looking for something just so exciting to look forward to, I invite you to come to one of the Divine Direction events. I'm hosting one in October in Italy, Chicago in November, and Miami in December. Until October 15th, you are still within the early bird special. So at the time of this recording, we are within that range. And come see what happens when you get yourself dressed up for the white party and you're clinking a glass of bubbly with some new friends and women who are just like you, and you're in just a most divine environment and really letting yourself be given to for 2 full days of transformation that doesn't come from business nuts and bolts and doing or even figuring it out. But it's all about opening up to the divine, opening up to unlimited possibility, opening up to that most expansive version of you that, quite frankly, anything less is depressing, anything less is boring, and anything less isn't good enough for you. So you are invited. You can check it out. We'll put a link in the show notes, or you can go to divineliving.com/direction. Here's what I know. You, me, 2 full days plus a white party soiree plus these other incredible women from around the world in a room together going for our biggest lives, for our truth, for our authenticity, and doing life like it has never been done before. That's where you want to be. All right, my queen, until next time, lots of love.
Queen! All right, woman, ask and it is given. That is right. I had so much fun and such big transformations occurred at the Divine Direction New York City event. I have opened up kind of a world tour for more locations coming to a city near you. That's right. We're going to be in Italy. Oh my gosh, at the most glorious location. In October, we're going to be in Chicago in November, and we are going to be in South Florida in December. So check out divineliving.com/direction, or the link is in the show notes. And a whole white party soiree is how it kick off the Friday night or whatever the first night is. And then the next 2 days of solid training, coaching, transformation, being in the room with high vibe women from around the world in these elite kind of mini experiences. It's a big experience, but it's a mini event. I am so excited to welcome you there. So check it out. There's only 50 spots per event available. So if you want to meet me in Italy or Chicago or South Florida, the options are now open and you are in the early bird special pricing time. So snag your seat, get it reserved, and I can't wait to see you in real life. Mwah.